100th episode of Health Literacy Out Loud. In honor of this special occasion, we have new music to open and close this podcast series. It is my favorite song and so appropriate to health literacy. It is the old Shaker hymn, "'Tis a Gift to be Simple." I'm Helen Osborne, president of Health Literacy Consulting, founder of Health Literacy Month, and your host of Health Literacy Out Loud. In these podcasts, you get to listen in on my conversations with those in the know about health literacy. Today, I'm talking with Drs. James, or Jim, and Janice, or Jan, Petraska. Dr. Jim Petraska is a clinical psychologist and one of the originators of the trans-theoretical model of behavior change. He is founder of ProChange Behavioral Systems and director of the Cancer Prevention Research Center and professor of psychology at the University of Rhode Island. Jim Petraska is the author of hundreds of articles and many books, including the classic, Changing for Good. Deservedly so, he has won numerous awards for his innovative work about behavior change for health promotion and disease prevention. Dr. Jan Petraska is one of the most published authors in the field of social work. As president and CEO of ProChange Behavior Systems, she leads a team of experts in health behavior and organizational change, applying the stages of change model to issues that include weight management, bullying prevention, and helping people be proactive about their health and health care. Welcome to you both.
Good to be with you.
I have been your fan for years, starting with my days as an occupational therapist working on a psychiatric unit. And now in health literacy, I continue to see the relevance of behavior change as we work to improve health communication. For our listeners who come from all backgrounds, can you put this into context? What is this stages of change behavioral model?
The stage model begins with assessing what stage of change people are in, and we have pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. And then we can take and match our communications to where the patient or client is at and to help them progress from one stage to the next.
Can you give us an example of that?
Yes. In pre-contemplation stage, this is where folks are not intending to make significant changes in the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. Often misunderstood as being non-compliant, resistant, unmotivated. In fact, we now know that one of the things we need to communicate to them are the pros or benefits of, like, regular exercise, for example. And that's very different from somebody who has already taken action. Where there, we want to encourage them to be reinforcing themselves, to get support from others, and other processes that will help them move to long-term maintenance.
I love the example. And as I learned about your work initially, it was a lot about smoking cessation, but also just those everyday behaviors we need to change. That if you never even thought about doing this, you need a very different type of information than if you've been doing this a while or kind of thinking about doing it. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed. So the communications, the health communications, get tailored to the stage that the individual is in.
Uh-huh. Now, I'm curious, since I have the luxury of talking to you for this podcast, how did this get started?
Oh, Helen, I think it's really fascinating how it all got started. Jim and some of his students were trying to really understand how people change on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went out and talked to people who had been smokers who had stopped smoking on their own.
Okay.
And when they asked the smokers who had quit, how did you do it? What were you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And they responded by, it depends when.
Oh, that was the crux of it. It depends.
It depends on when we're talking about, yes.
Yeah. So they were teaching the stages of change to Jim and his graduate students.
Yeah. One of the things that we're convinced why it has been so important is because we were taught to it by ordinary people who had found a way to get through stages and didn't have those terms, but we were listening with the third ear, and we heard them talking about doing different things at different times in their quitting process.
There are two concepts you raised there, just about listening and the real value of that. This behavioral model, to me and so many people worldwide, is a real underpinning of understanding human behavior. So you took that from listening, and the other part that I gathered from your story is it was ordinary people.